Hi guys, welcome back to Happy to Be Here, and today we're going over something that I promised in the last video. Well, I promised for a while, and I'm sorry it's taken a while to get here. But today we're going to go over how do Gary's arms and legs work. I know we've kind of touched on it a little bit. We talked about, could Gary steal SpongeBob's life? Yeah. Fantastic. The thing I'm wondering, how does Gary's legs work? And what we need to consider when going into this is, logic is thrown out the window and into a pool of lava. Logic doesn't exist. It only exists when it wants to. We know this because we've seen episodes like the free balloon one, where they steal this free balloon and they feel like they're criminals, so they go on the run. And then Patrick's like, wait, shouldn't fire not work under what? And then the fire goes out. We also see them writing on paper underwater, and it works. But then when Patchy sends this piece of paper down underwater, it doesn't. So, logic just works when logic wants to in this show, and it's fun. So now, why I feel like this is going to be hard to figure out. What I initially wanted to say was it's because Gary's all sticky, the slime is sticking them to him. But we see him move the arms and legs, so that can't be it. And I wanted to say it was the nerves. Oh, they did something and Gary was able to do it. But that's also not correct, because later on the episode, at the end, we see SpongeBob clap his hands and be like, hey. And then, the other set of hands that he had, popped out from under his bed and clapped and turned off the lights. So, I feel like it's not that either, because if it was nerves or something, it wouldn't be like that. It wouldn't be working. So, what could it be? What is Gary doing? And we also have to, think about this. Once, Mr. Krabs cuts off Gary's hands and legs, he can't use them anymore. So, what is going on? I don't even know where to start with this. This is just such a big thing. One, we need to figure out how do they work. Two, how can they get cut off and he loses control? And then three, if he didn't have control, then why was SpongeBob able to have control at the end of the episode? And I mean, it makes sense. They are SpongeBob's limbs, so he would probably have control. Alright, whatever. I guess that checks that off. But Gary was in control last. Wouldn't he be able to control them? Wouldn't that make more sense? Yes and no. Yes, because he was last in control. But no, because, they are SpongeBob's limbs. Even if they are glued on to Gary or whatever is happening. Now, here is the biggest roadblock. How is Gary able to use them? But then Mr. Krabs is able to just cut them off. Initially, I brought this up in the episode where we talked about Gary taking over SpongeBob's life and how he could have gotten away with it. If it weren't for the meddling kids and that dog of yours too. Jinkies Man Scoob Zoinks. So, we got a mystery on our hands. Let's dive in. Yeah. This is going to be a little harder to explain, because it's not like our bodies. Our, limbs are connected to us via, different nerves. And that's how we're able to move our hands and mouths and stuff, because nerves in our bodies are do this to function, you peasant. And if you don't do it, your brain's useless. I don't need you. I leave. And then you have no brain and become oofed. Commit Roblox noise. Oof. Yeah. So we obviously know it's not this, because Gary, he does have a nervous system, I'd like to say, because we've seen his shell open and there's stuff in it that's skin, or I'd say organ-like. I just don't think it's a possibility that it's, like, something like a nerves. Because it can't be. That's not how it would function. And it can't be glue. Because glue holds things together. It doesn't make them move or function. So it's not that. What is it then? What is going on? Once again, I think we're going to have to take a shot in the dark and give it our best guess. I think Gary is overriding, like, let's say it is nerves. Alright, let's go with that. Then Gary's slime will have to have special properties that not only sticks the limbs to him, but also overrides, like, the nerves and allows them to function. Because it's not like they've been put into, like, Gary's body. We saw that, like, they're easily just chopped off and Gary was perfectly fine and back to normal. So, like, they're just glued on. Something that makes me, like, reminds me of this is, like, think of Kirby. His hands are there, but they're not really connected. They're just there. And while, like, he can use them for stuff, I mean, they're just kind of there. You don't know how they function. They're just little nubs that move around when Kirby needs them to move. And I think that's the logic that this is going by. They're there. They're not really using any logic, just like most of the show, which I shouldn't be analyzing because it will be the cause of my insanity. But other than that, we're fine, guys. Don't worry. It's not like I'm just having mental breakdown over how Gary's legs function and not ever gonna get a true answer. But I think the closest thing we'll ever be able to get to this is Kirby. The way he just, like, is. I'm trying to think of anything else that, like, functions the same as this, where it's like, yeah, they're there, but they don't really match up with logic, and I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Guys, I think I'm gonna end it here before I get thrown in an insane asylum for going insane and trying to overanalyze SpongeBob. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Have a fantastic week. And I hope you guys have a good summer because summer vacation's coming up. And I hope you guys have a fantastic summer. Goodbye.